This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Ausperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
This is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Time to make your July midweek vacation plans and get those resort credits. Go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com and mark your calendar. August 15th, our next live show. Let's go to the chief economist at the Heritage Foundation. God, I love saying that. Dr. E.J. Antoni, my man, local boy done good with that title, chief economist. Pretty cool.
Rich, you're too kind. By the way, I think these intros get better and better, so I hope we can keep doing the show for a really long time just because, like, really, it just gets a little bit better every time. Yeah. You're building up my ego.
Happy to do it. We would normally play your walk-up music, but DeSantis is out, and he's useless anyway, even if he was here, so it's kind of irrelevant. But there you go. So we're happy to have you. I was at Heritage last week. I was hanging out there. I did my show from there. And it's a nice place you guys got. I'm just saying.
Yes, it's not bad. Of course, I think our communications could use a little work because nobody told me you were here. Otherwise, I would have made it a point to come see you. But yeah, nice building.
Well, I should be back there again in the next couple of weeks. So I'll make sure that I personally let you know that I'll be there so you can pop in and in the Rush Limbaugh Studios. I love how they name that after Rush. It's great. Talk to me about this steaming pile of one big beautifulness that nobody seems to be happy about, that just left the Senate and is on the way to the House, and nobody seems to be happy about it in the House. And where does all this stand?
Oof, this is rough. I don't know how they can make this work, honestly. You have too many special interests that are just at odds with each other at this point, Rich. Maybe they can get it across the finish line, but it's going to be tough. The other thing is, you know, once it does get across the finish line, is it better than the alternative? Now, right now, I think it is marginally better than the alternative, which would be just doing nothing. In large part, because if you do nothing, you're going to see a huge tax increase almost exclusively on the middle class next year. It'll be about $4 trillion starting in 2026. So, again, really, really bad outcome if that happens. If we do pass the bill, though, you avoid that. You do get money for securing the border. Those are great things. You'll see more growth from an increase in business investment, also a good thing. And you do see the government spending come down a little bit. Now, it doesn't come down a lot. In fact, it actually goes up. It just goes up at a slower rate. And so this is why, you know, you'll hear people from the White House say, oh, this cuts the deficit. And then you hear the Democrats say, oh, this is going to explode the deficit. Look, what Democrats are talking about is the fact that the deficit is going to go up, but it's going to go up even more if you don't pass the bill. In other words, if you don't have any of these cuts in place. So when Republicans say we're cutting the deficit, that's not to say the deficit 5 years from now is going to be smaller. It won't. It should be bigger, but it will be increasing at a lower rate than it otherwise would. In other words, let's say the deficit goes up 1% a year instead of 10.
Yeah. A couple questions I have for you. First of all, the SALT deduction issue, it seems like the Senate kept it at the 40,000, but I guess there's a sundown provision in it or something for 2030. And you have to make less than, I believe it is $500,000 a year to qualify for it. But that's staying in the bill. That's something that a lot of these Republicans, Mike Lawler in New York, for example, if that's out, he's a no. But you got guys in the House Freedom Caucus who are unhappy. They say the bill that they sent the Senate is not the same bill that it came back. But that $40,000 SALT deduction was in there. So what other changes that can you think of, EJ, that are making the House Freedom Caucus members who voted for it upset?
Well, the tax side of this overall, I think actually is a win in terms of what the Senate did. So again, overall, I think there are more wins than losses.
Good.
The House Freedom Caucus is going to be happy on that end. The energy side is where I feel like they've really screwed stuff up, especially just the last minute provisions, including that we got in the whole Votorama thing. And a lot of this had to do with the Rhino Republican senators who managed to shoehorn different provisions in where it basically provides enough loopholes for solar and wind projects that even if you don't actually get them completed anytime soon, you're still going to be eligible for tax credits. So I think it's things like that, energy provisions, that you're going to see the House Freedom Caucus be really upset about, because that was a big area of cost savings in the original House bill. In other words, the government wasn't going to be handing out all this money to failed energy projects, except now with the Senate version, those checks are still going to go out.
All right. And then the other question that I have is, talk to me about Medicaid, not Medicare, but Medicaid, and this idea of the rural hospitals and this fund that they put in, and this notion that this reimbursement formula that the states use when they got to take care of people that have no health care coverage. And this was apparently a sticking point for Susan Collins, which is why she was a no vote on this in the Senate, I guess.
Yeah. So a lot of this revolves around the provider tax, which I don't know how familiar you are with this, Rich, but it's this crazy scheme. I mean, it really is just legalized fraud, where what happens is essentially the hospital gets taxed, but then gets paid back by the state, usually about 3x, but it can be up to 9x whatever they've paid in this tax. And so that's why the healthcare lobby was up in arms that the provider tax was being reduced. You would think to yourself, who on earth would object to paying a lower tax? Well, they object to it because, again, it's basically legalized fraud in Medicaid, where they pay this tax in and then they're guaranteed to get a multiple of that back from the state. And then the feds come in and backfill whatever the state had to pay to the hospitals. So this is really abused by rural hospitals, has been for quite some time now. It was made much worse under Obamacare because now you have able-bodied men who don't work, who qualify for this because Obamacare pushed a lot of them onto Medicaid. And as a result of that, the hospital can actually get not 3X, but 9X what they pay in provider tax for those types of things. So all of that's taken care of in part by reducing the provider tax. But the only way to get some lawmakers on board then, because they're bought and paid for by the healthcare lobby, was essentially to guarantee that you were going to give money in some other way, at least temporarily, to those rural hospitals. By the way, this is a big reason why Tom Tillis was all up in arms about the bill and why he said, oh, this is going to take away all this money from healthcare. No, it's going to take away money from your donor base. And it's going to save the taxpayer. It's going to save the taxpayer money. But, you know, again, Tom Tillis is one of those guys who's bought and paid for by the healthcare lobby.
What is it? $50 million they're giving them, I think it is. Did I read that correctly?
Yeah. And actually, it'll end up being, I think, a lot more than that.
Yeah.
In the long run. So, again, not a good provision. Not what you or I would have put in. That's for darn sure. And it definitely makes the bill worse, not better. But I just go back to this idea, Rich, of, okay, what's our alternative, right? If the alternative really is this or nothing,
No, I mean, EJ, that's the thing. And Dr. EJ Antoni's with me, chief economist at the Heritage Foundation. They have to do something. They're running out of time here. The Democrats would love nothing more than to see the Trump tax cuts go away. And then, you know, everybody's the economy would be disastrous. They have to do something. I guess the question is, all right, the president wanted this done by Friday, July 4th. Not going to happen. The House is going to, they're not even going to pick it up again to Wednesday. So the president was asked in Air Force One about what happens next. And, you know, I heard today, I think it was Andy Harris, Republican Freedom Caucus member from Maryland, who said he's a no on this version, the Senate version. So what does the House need to change now and then go back to the Senate with without losing the Senate? I mean, this whole thing, this is why they say watching the sausage being made here. I mean, my God, keeping the hurting these cats is not easy here.
No, it is ugly. Otto von Bismarck was right with that analogy. We really are seeing the sausage be made. It's not pretty. And to your point, I'm not sure exactly how much ground they're going to be able to cede from the Senate version to get back closer to the original House version before you start losing those marginal votes in the Senate. It's going to be tough. I'm going to be shocked if they actually get this done by Friday. And I'm not sure it is going to be good to get it done by Friday. You know, we basically have until somewhere around the first week of August before the Treasury runs out of cash. And that's when we really got to worry about, you know, having lifted the debt ceiling. So in my mind, the deadline for this is not July 4th. I understand the symbolism of that. I understand what the president was thinking there. But
it's
that's not to me what's most important. Right. Get it right as opposed to just get it done fast. And really, the deadline, again, is a month from now, essentially. It's the first week of August, not the first week of July.
Can you help me understand Senator Gary Peters' concern here? And I mean, I think Senator Rand Paul's been kind of saying the same thing here about what this does. Let's cue up cut number five, guys, on what the tax cuts will do here. And then EJ can help break it down for us. Cut five.
I have always said that I'm open to making smart cuts to spending, but that those cuts should be matched with increases in revenues. Doing so would put us back on a sustainable financial path. Our Republican colleagues are doing the exact opposite. They are making drastic cuts to revenue, and according to the nonpartisan Joint Committee on Taxation, the tax provisions in this bill alone would decrease revenues by $4.2 trillion and add $3 trillion to our national debt.
All right, let's stop it right there. Now, EJ, I hate this idea that they look at tax cuts as taking revenue away because it's my money that I'm sending there. But this is kind of similar to what Senator Rand Paul was saying as well, that this is adding to our debt. So is there a way we can get around this?
Well, first of all, I don't trust any of the numbers that are put out by JCT, the group he mentioned, or CBO, or any of the other official scorers, quote unquote. Because let's not forget, they told us that the Trump tax cuts in 2017 were going to cost billions and billions or even trillions of dollars, right, in the long run. And instead, it did the opposite. There was such a growth effect. In other words, you broadened the tax base so much that it made up for the lower tax rate. And as a consequence, you brought in hundreds of billions of dollars more revenue, not less. So I don't even buy that whole argument. The Laffer curve is a very real phenomenon. It happened before. It'll happen again. Mm-hmm. So there's that. The other thing is I reject this whole notion that, well, if we're going to have spending cuts, then we have to have revenue increases. Wait, why? I mean, think about it from the standpoint of family finance. If you and your wife sit down and say, look, we need to get our budget in order. We need to spend less money. Does that also mean you have to go out and earn more income? No, that's silly. That's the other side of the equation. It's irrelevant. You can still reduce spending irrespective of what happens to revenue. And notice the senator there called the spending cuts extreme or draconian or whatever the heck it was, but he didn't actually give you any specifics. Why? Because there is nothing extreme. There is nothing drastic about these cuts. You know, doing things like saying to illegal aliens, you shouldn't be here in this country in the first place, so you're not eligible for welfare, that's not extreme. That's common sense.
Yeah.
Saying to able-bodied young men, you need to be looking for a job, while you're getting any kind of government welfare or other benefits. That's common sense.
Well, the Democrats champion that, EJ. I played a montage earlier today that Grabian put together of Bill Clinton and even Joe Biden back when he was not senile and he was still the senator from Delaware, going on about how all these people, if they're going to get welfare, they got to work. I mean, that was a big thing. Now it's suddenly cruel to suggest that people have to work if they're going to get benefits.
Exactly, Rich. I'm so glad you brought up Bill Clinton. He's a great example of this. He was the guy who, in the 1990s, signed workfare, as they called it, right? Mm-hmm. He signed the big welfare reform bill. And by the way, literally half of the cost savings in that welfare reform were making sure welfare checks did not go to illegal aliens. And guess what? There are far more illegal aliens in the country today than there were back then. So you would have an even bigger effect right now by getting this across the finish line. And it's amazing how Bill Clinton himself today doesn't support the positions he took just 30 years ago. He actually would veto the legislation that he signed back then.
You know, I do feel sympathy for the Speaker, Mike Johnson, because you're dealing with now, you got a 1 or 2 vote threshold here. You can't lose anybody. And you've got all these different factions. And a point that was made to me by Guy Reschenthaler, Pennsylvania congressman, who's the chief deputy whip, who said, look, there are certain things in this bill that we have to do because of the procedural aspects of this that we can't touch. I asked Senator Dave McCormick the same question. You know, why can't we get the DOGE cuts, for example, codified into law? Well, we can't do it during this process, and that has to be done down the road. I guess the silver lining here in all of this is step one, and that whatever is done here has to be done to keep it at that 51 vote threshold so that you don't trigger the 60 votes, because there's no way in hell it's going to pass with 60 votes. So that's the other problem that I think people don't really understand right now, is that certain things, like, for example, how they got around the Social Security tax was by giving the $6,000 deduction to seniors because they can't touch Social Security through this process. It's sausage, and it's not the delicious Italian kind either.
Yeah, exactly. This is the disgusting, British breakfast sausage or whatever that garbage is, right? Like you said, this is no primo Italian sausage.
No.
But look, the other thing, Rich, that you have to remember is that I think we're probably going to see a lot of rescission packages. Now, we already had a small rescission package.
All right, so tell us what a rescission package is. What is rescission, so everybody knows?
So a rescission package is essentially when the executive branch says to the legislative branch, look, we don't need to spend this money on X, Y, or Z. And so can we please not spend it? That's literally all it is. So they've already sent one of these packages to Congress, and then Congress just gets to take a simple majority vote. So you don't have to worry about the filibuster in the Senate. It's just a regular 51 majority, or like we saw today, it could be a tie 50-50, and then Vice President Vance breaks the tie. So that's all you need to get the rescission package through, and that claws back some government spending. The other mechanism that I think we're probably going to see as we get close to the end of the fiscal year is something called a pocket rescission. And that works very similar to a pocket veto. You know, if a bill gets sent to the president's desk and he chooses not to sign it, he can actually let it sit there and it will essentially not pass. It does not become law because he failed to sign it. It's what they call a pocket veto, as opposed to him signing it, saying, no, I refuse to sign this into law. So with a pocket rescission, essentially the president puts all this stuff forward right before the end of the fiscal year. And if Congress doesn't actively vote to say, yes, we want to keep this spending, if they don't do that before the end of the fiscal year, then those cuts are automatic.
Well, that's great, because then Johnson controls the vote. He just doesn't let them vote, and then that's the end of it.
Well, right. And, you know, I mean, what happens if this coincides with a huge recess in Congress, mm-hmm. like they usually have around that time in August? So, you know, it's basically a way for the executive to run out the clock. And I think this administration is probably going to start bringing that back.
Yeah. And that's how we can make sure that we kill the funding for Planned Parenthood, for NPR, for PBS, and all these other things, right?
Yeah, now it does look like we've seen some of that already in this bill, at least temporarily, right, for Planned Parenthood, for example. But you're absolutely right. I think they can do more. I think they can go further on that, on those, and a whole lot of other fronts. This is not so much dealing with spending, that is, well, let me put it this way. As long as the money has not gone out the door, especially if it's in an instance where the executive can say, hey, this project is already completed, or we've done enough here, we don't need to do any more, those areas are just ripe for rescissions.
So last question. I appreciate your time. I'm grateful for it, EJ and Tony. Planned Parenthood, then they are cutting the funding, and that's a done deal?
Yeah, but I believe it was only for 1 year. So as much as we would have liked to see that, you know, forever, it is just going to be temporary. So we're going to have to revisit this sometime in the future to try to save more lives.
Yeah, well, I mean, they should just do it and make it permanent. But, I mean, obviously you've got certain voices in Congress right now who are Republicans in name only, as we say. All right, my friend, thank you so much. Follow EJ on X at Real EJ Antoni. Accept no substitutes. The chief economist at the Heritage Foundation, Dr. EJ Antoni. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Rich.
You bet.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Zeoli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, a premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
All right, we are going to make an adjustment. We're going to have David Gelman join us at 5:35 so that we can talk about the Diddy trial. I always kind of look at what Fox is doing. I know some people are like, well, I don't care about the Diddy trial. I think you should. It's a massive federal case involving racketeering and potential human trafficking and sex trafficking across state lines, and your tax dollars spent a lot of money prosecuting this guy. So I don't know. I think it's kind of important. These trials are not cheap. So the question really is, did the government waste your money by pursuing a prosecution against Diddy that was destined to fail, basically? So we'll talk about that as the show goes on, but that's kind of the breaking news around that too. Oh, I wanted to share this with you as we're looking at certain things here. So let's see if I can find this here. Let's see. Okay, yes. The question that I think a lot of us are wondering right now: the president had a really great week of world peace. I mean, this Israel-Iran deal is holding, and I hope it holds. Not just me, for me, by the way, selfishly, because I kept getting bumped on Fox News, but everybody wants peace. We do, and we need it. So the president talked about this with Netanyahu, and he was asked the question today. So this is cut number 8. Reporter asked the president, you know, how firm are you going to be with Benjamin Netanyahu? To all those critics out there are suggesting that the president is somehow controlled by Bibi Netanyahu. Cut number 8.
How firm are you going to be with Netanyahu about ending the war in Gaza?
Very firm, and very firm. But he wants it too, I will tell you. He's coming here next week. He wants to end it too. We had a tremendous success with Iran. They weren't happy. Somebody said, when are you going to sign? I said, sign? They are so bombed out. Did you see the report issued this morning? The place was decimated. It'll be years before anybody even gets down there. So that's not a priority, but we'll have a report and we'll have whatever we want. We'll get whatever we want from Iran. And I think, and I hope they want to have a good country. You know, they have massive sanctions right now, biting sanctions. It's going to be very hard for them to do anything with those sanctions. And I look forward to maybe there'll be a time when we get along with them and they can rebuild their country.
But is there a point where you tell Netanyahu, like, you gotta end this now, you gotta strike a deal?
Well, he wants to. I can tell you he wants to, and I think we'll have it. I think we'll have a deal next week. That's what I think.
Well, good. I mean, that would be good. I think that would be an excellent thing if we have a deal, and a deal that holds, too. You know, a lasting peace deal. And why is the peace deal holding? Because it's holding because the Iran's got nothing left. So Iran's got nothing left in the tank. I'm seeing
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam!
Ohtani, inevitable!
Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Here they're saying the Diddy jury is done for the day. I don't know if they're still going to make the announcement of the charges, but nevertheless, they've apparently agreed on 4 out of the 5. The judge wants them to keep deliberating. So we'll get some more details on that. But no, look, the peace deal is holding. Iran has nothing left to fight. They can't fight. They haven't changed their mindset of what they want to achieve. They just don't have the means to achieve it. So that's how the peace can hold. And, you know, they were showing these aerial photos from space of the Iranian nuclear sites. And I kept thinking, I mean, obviously the damage is catastrophic. They're going to want to rebuild. The question really becomes, how do you deal with that? How do you deal with that is really the question. So we'll talk about that as this goes on. And Media Research Center, our friends over there did a great study that the media remain nearly blind to the far left and they panic over the far right. Over the past 6 months, CNN, MSNBC, and PBS have used the term far right 1,222 times, and they used the term far left 86 times. But what's fascinating about that is that when they were using the term far left, it was mostly in defense. PBS, one of the topics we just talked about with EJ about cutting PBS and NPR, PBS was 42 times more likely to deem someone or something far right than far left. If you look across CNN, MSNBC, and PBS and you combine that, Republicans were deemed far right 81 times. Democrats were called far left only once. PBS was the most slanted in their application of political names. The taxpayer-funded network referenced the far left just 3 times and the far right 127 times, an absurd 42-to-1 ratio. MSNBC, which aired the most extreme labels across the board, identified some person or entity as far right 718 times and as far left just 39 times. But what really is amazing is the PBS aspect of this. So we can gut PBS and NPR either through this or using the rescission package, and that's what they can do, and they should do that without a doubt, because this has to stop. As far as the Planned Parenthood funding goes, you know, it's, I'd say exactly what it is. It's these Republicans who run in blue states. Their districts are kind of red, but they're a little bit of a mishmash, and they say that they are pro-choice. And what they talk about is how they're never going to vote to make a federal law to take away a woman's right to choose. This is what they say on the campaign trail. I've heard this a billion times. And then when the subject of Planned Parenthood funding comes up, they go on about how, well, I'm not going to pay for federal funds for Planned Parenthood to pay for abortions, but we have to make sure women's health care, blah, 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 mammograms and screenings and everything else, and blah, 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 blah. That's because they're afraid of losing in that district that is a purplish district. These Republicans are the reason why there's only a one-year gut of Planned Parenthood funding. Not Democrats. It's Republicans. Those kind of Republicans. Now, there's plenty of different ways for women to access health care. It does not have to be through Planned Parenthood outside of abortion. I mean, because I don't consider abortion to be health care, but mammograms and all the other things that they push, there's plenty of other opportunities, places for women to go for that. There's also, for people that can't afford it, that's literally why there's Medicaid. So you don't need it. You don't need it at all. But these Republicans are scared. These Republicans are scared, and this is why it's a one-year thing, if you're wondering why that is, because I was wondering that too. And then I looked up some of the names, and I said, oh, well, I'll look at that district. And sure enough, you know, and that Republican runs as a pro-choice, quote-unquote pro-choice Republican. So I don't think there's in my opinion, these Republicans make a big mistake on this. I don't think taxpayers want this. That organization funded at all. I don't care where you stand on the issue. I just don't think they want it funded. I really don't. I don't think they think their taxpayer dollars should go to that. I mean, obviously the extreme left does. But outside of that, normal people, this to me is, it's the transgender bathroom debate. It's like how normal people don't want a dude with a schlong walking around in his daughter's locker room. Normal people don't want their tax dollars going to Planned Parenthood. They don't. They don't. Even if they support abortion, they still don't want their money going to Planned Parenthood. But you have Republicans who are afraid, and the Republicans that lead on this issue and say and come out and say, we're not going to put our money towards this organization, period. We've got all these other ways that poor people can access actual health care through Medicaid, which is not being gutted despite the cries of the left. And we can do that, and we can do it, and but these are a lot of the same Republicans who you ask them about the transgender sports issue, and they're like, well, and they act all, you know, nervous. And so anyway, all right, we'll talk more about that as we continue along the show here today. Let me tell you about, what am I doing? Emmons, right, guys? I got to do Emmons. Is that what I'm doing? I think so. Someone, Bueller, anyone. I'm doing the dealership. Okay, let me do the dealership. I'm doing Tri-County. Tri-County Auto. Tri-County.com. That's where you want to go. Tri-County.com, my great friends. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Tri-County Auto. I love these guys. And I love the specials they have. Employee pricing for everybody. They also have the Jeep Tops Off event. That means right now you can get incredible deals on Jeeps, like the Jeep Compass, for example. But mostly what I love about Tri-County is I love the people. I love the fact that you've got people dedicated to supporting this show, this station, and selling beautiful American cars. In fact, they have a massive, massive, massive American flag. I got a picture of that. Somebody sent me a picture of that today, of their big American flag. I got to pull. Maybe we'll load it up for YouTube later. But this friggin' American flag, I love it. I shouldn't say friggin' for that, but holy cow, it measures 20 feet by 38 feet. Tri-County Auto, huge, beautiful, patriotic American flag, 20 by 38. And it's located between their Toyota and Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram store on 422 westbound. And I'm looking at the picture of this thing. It's beautiful. Beautiful. Gorgeous. It's huge. Anyway, that's it's by an American. In the One Big Beautiful Bill, there's also a provision. You can deduct the interest on American cars. So what are you waiting for? Go see them. Brian Krieger, Cheryl, all my great friends there. Easy to get to, right off 422, Limerick and Collegeville, the whole area. And you'll get a beautiful car, employee pricing plus for everybody. TriCounty.com. See their incredible inventory. They even have a wonderful inventory of previously owned cars as well. Great specials, employee pricing, TriCounty.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
So I read this this op-ed that was written in The Guardian. Well, not an op-ed, a story that was written in The Guardian. It was Daily Mail. Daily Mail exclusive. I know what the Diddy jury verdict will be. Expert attorney David Gelman weighs the evidence and has a surprising prediction for Sean Combs. That's a Daily Mail, and that was a Daily Mail exclusive. And we have the exclusive with David Gelman. My friend, how are you?
Hey, Rich, how you doing? And, you know, after seeing what's been going on in the news for the last, 25 minutes, 30 minutes, you know, you may want to just trash that article. I don't know what's happening now.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. We're trying to keep up with this and juggle all this. And they said they were going to announce the verdict, and then I guess they're not going to announce the verdict now. The judge is telling the jury he wants them to keep deliberating. Is that right?
Yeah. So it's called an Allen charge. And pretty much what it is the judge is saying, listen, I know you guys are kind of at a standstill right now, but go back in there, do what you got to do. Please see if you can come to an agreement. Now, I think it's good for the defense because, you know, the more time, usually it's good for the defendant. That's just kind of the rule of criminal law. And in this situation, they're actually going to go home tonight so they can think about things a little more. Whoever is a holdout or not a holdout, you know, nobody's in the jury room, so nobody knows what's really happening there. But, you know, they're going to go back and there's one count, the first count, that RICO count. That's what the judge is asking them to go and deliberate again with. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think it's going to matter personally. That count is such a waste of time to begin with. Nobody can figure out what RICO is in the first thing that they have. I can't even figure out what RICO is at the time. It's the mafia. So, Rich, you know probably better than I do.
Well, that's a very stereotypical racist comment, David Gelman, but I'll let it go.
Yep.
I'll also put you in cement shoes and drop you in the river. So if you ever say anything like that again and burn your freaking house down.
I apologize.
Down. Listen, I ain't no band leader. Godfather? Nothing? Come on. Gelman, come on, man. You got to keep up with the Godfather dialogue.
My bad. I'm sorry.
This is your people are not that far from my people, okay? The Jewish mafia plays a big role in Godfather. Hyman Roth, thank you very much.
He was a great man.
all right. So, you know, some people are like, why do I care about this? Here's why I care. A lot of my tax dollars are going to prosecute this guy. You've been a prosecutor. Now, of course, you're a defense attorney in Gelman Law with the greatest saying in all of law, which is just because you did it doesn't mean you're guilty. But you've been on both sides of this. I mean, what does a trial like this that's gone on for 7 months in federal court cost the taxpayers?
I don't even think I can count that high, honestly.
Really?
It's millions and millions of dollars. And not just, you know, the trial itself, but the preparation and the investigation. You know, this investigation had to have taken years to do. It's not like they just did one day willy-nilly, oh, let's just charge P. Diddy. No. They did a lot of stuff. There's a lot of flying around, a lot of subpoenas. I can't imagine the staff that the U.S. Attorney's Office had in the Southern District of New York that was just assigned to this case. I mean, you know, if I had to guess, you're probably looking like $15, $20 million for this case, just for the government. So yeah, your tax dollars, my tax dollars.
And I think we both have said it's pretty obvious here they overcharge this guy. But let's think about the RICO thing is ridiculous, and there's no way they're going to come up with a guilty verdict for that because it has to be unanimous, right?
Yeah.
All right.
It does. Yes, that is exactly it.
Okay, so now the other four counts, in your opinion, have they been able to prove that he was transporting women against their will over state lines and he was engaging in human trafficking and sexual exploitation? I mean, I guess at the minimum, you could argue that if you hire a hooker, because this is what Chris Christie did with Charles Kushner, you hire a hooker in Jersey. Well, he did. I mean, you hire a hooker in Jersey and you bring her to New York, you've crossed state lines, therefore it's now a federal offense. I mean, can they at least get him on that, you think?
Well, it is possible, yeah, because, you know, again, look, they hired many, many hookers. Here's the thing, though. And this
many hookers.
People...
billions and billions of hookers.
Allegedly, Rick.
Many have said they're the finest hookers in all the land.
Only the best. But what I really want people to realize is, okay, yeah, you had all this testimony about hookers being flown to L.A. and New York and everything, but did he actually do it? That's the thing nobody is talking about. They don't have anything, in my opinion, that Diddy actually was the one who planned all this. You know, you had Cassie. She said herself that she's the one who actually emailed and paid some of these alleged hookers. Now, is she a co-conspirator? Maybe. But you can't really put Diddy on it. And that's where I think the defense really did a great job, especially in their closing, saying, you know what? You heard a lot of bad stuff. And Diddy is not a saint by any means of the imagination. However, he is only charged with RICO, which, again, totally BS, and these promoting prostitutions and transporting them to state lines. But you don't have testimony that Diddy actually did it. In fact, the male hooker, I forget his name, like Big, you know, John or whatever, you know, he even admitted, he's like, yeah, I just thought they were a married couple, him and Cassie, and I didn't know, you know, who I was going to see or anything like that. And he even said that Cassie, she seemed to enjoy it and actually directed him to do certain things. These are all things that show reasonable doubt. And that is exactly what the jury has to, you know, be guided on. Is there reasonable doubt? And what is reasonable doubt? Is there some inkling that Diddy did not do it or he was not associated with it? If there's an inkling, if you have just a tad of an inkling saying, you know what, he probably did, but there's still something that says he didn't, you have to say he's not guilty.
Amazing stuff. On another subject, David.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Apologies there. We had a little technical issue. I'm doing the show from Fox.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
News today, and we'll be doing it again tomorrow. I'm filling in for Jimmy Failla on his radio show tomorrow. And Thursday, I will be doing the same thing and then hopefully going on Laura Ingraham's show Thursday night. Knock on wood. Got bumped today from America Reports, but that's OK because I was on America's Newsroom this week. So we're off to the races. But on the issue of Planned Parenthood, it's very important. I don't want to leave this off the table. There was a Supreme Court case. And last week, and I don't know if you know this or not, the Supreme Court issued a long overdue rebuke to Planned Parenthood's legal campaign to force taxpayers to subsidize the abortion industry. The case was called Medina v. Planned Parenthood South Atlantic. And the court upheld South Carolina's decision to disqualify Planned Parenthood from its Medicaid program, affirming that states, not activist courts, control who is eligible to participate in Medicaid. It was a 6-3 ruling. Major victory, not only for the people of South Carolina, but for every American who believes in the rule of law, fiscal responsibility, and the fundamental right to life. This is from National Review, is a piece written by Kate Daniel. For years, Planned Parenthood used aggressive litigation to pressure states into funding its dangerous operations. Now the Supreme Court has said what pro-life Americans have been saying for decades. Planned Parenthood has no right to taxpayer dollars. And this is an excellent decision by the court. Excellent. Because they don't have a right to our tax dollars. And this is why the Republicans should cut Planned Parenthood funding, not just for a year, but for forever. Defund it and end it once and for all. And like I said, whatever health services outside of abortion, which I don't consider to be health care because I have a brain, Planned Parenthood performs can be performed at other places. It does. You don't need federal funds for that. And we're already pouring billions of dollars into our healthcare system through the federal government. We don't need to give these people a dime. Like, for example, South Carolina. So South Carolina, the state enacted protections for unborn children with a heartbeat and barred public funds from going to entities that perform abortions. That included Planned Parenthood. But the state also ensured that women had continued access to care through a robust network of more than 100 community health centers and countless private physicians and pregnancy resource centers. In fact, the state has 116 community health centers compared with just 2 Planned Parenthood centers. But Planned Parenthood sued, and its argument was to say that any potential Medicaid patient who might prefer it over the state's many qualified providers has a right to go to Planned Parenthood. And the court rejected the idea. Writing for the majority, Justice Clarence Thomas noted that the Medicaid Act does not allow private individuals or abortion businesses to sue states over their provider decisions. Instead, there are established administrative review channels. Disliking the outcome doesn't create a new constitutional right to override state discretion. So, good. We've had a series of great wins before the Supreme Court recently. The court ruled against these nationwide injunctions. That was a big win. The court ruled that parents have to be allowed to opt out of the wacky, kooky LGBTQ+ IA, every letter in the alphabet curriculum that they're trying to indoctrinate on our children. And the court made this ruling, which did not get nearly enough attention, but you know, there are other things going on. But this is a great win. In other words, Planned Parenthood, neither Planned Parenthood nor PBS nor NPR, none of these entities have a constitutional right for funding. None of them do. No one has a right to my tax dollars. You know, I'm sorry, but that's it. Except what's specifically outlined in the Constitution. Like, I'm pretty sure the military has a pretty strong, compelling case to argue that they get my tax dollars, which is why when people have tried to sue to claim that they're pacifists, the courts have laughed at them and said, well, tough noogies. But beyond that, you have a First Amendment right. That doesn't mean that the government has to fund your microphone. Because if it did, I'd be first in line to try to get a little piece of that cheddar cheese, if you know what I mean. But they don't. So we got to rely on great sponsors like our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, who is the big story sponsor of the day. Go see him today. Two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Let Dr. Mike give you the smile you deserve. VeneriaDental.com. I've seen him this week. Got a little thing he's got to fix. Something gets stuck in my teeth. Anyway, point is that PBR doesn't have a constitutional right to it. NPR doesn't. Planned Parenthood does not. These entities do not have constitutional rights to our money. Okay, whether you believe abortion should be legal or not does not change the fact that the people that perform it don't get my money. And it's the same exact thing, by the way, when it comes to transgender surgeries, mutilations. You know, I am 100% opposed to this for children. But you're an adult. You want to chop your schvanz off? Chop your schvanz off. I'm not going to stand in your way. But don't ask me to pay for it. Like, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. And you don't have a constitutional right to my tax dollars to chop your schvanz off. Okay, I'm sorry, but you don't. So you want to, go ahead. You know, you want to do that and, you know, live and let live. That's my philosophy. I'm a live free or die kind of guy. But you know what? The reality of the situation is I just don't want to pay for it. So don't call me crazy. So this is a big win. Obviously, the three liberal justices dissented, as they always do. But Medina, this case with Planned Parenthood is more than legal standing. It's about exposing what Planned Parenthood has been doing to cloak itself in the language of health care while operating as a billion-dollar enterprise built around abortion, politics, and profit. In fact, Planned Parenthood receives more than $2 million a day from taxpayers, totaling $529 million annually from Medicaid alone. That's about 40% of its total revenue. And, you know, the reality is that they have been cutting their non-abortion services dramatically. Pap smears, they're down more than 50%. Cancer screenings are plummeting. All these things that their facilities are doing. And then they raise money through their own private donor network. Where does the One Big Beautiful Bill come in? A federal budget reconciliation measure that would end Medicaid funding for abortion businesses nationwide. This legislation is not only possible, it's necessary, and it's within reach. But as you heard E.J. and Tony explain, it's only for a year, which is a damn shame. All right. Got a big fourth and final hour coming up straight ahead for you. The president touring Alligator Alcatraz. And more fallout over Zohran Mamdani, that lunatic, and Dana Carvey with a confession about how hard it was to make jokes about Joe Biden because they all knew he had dementia and they all knew he was freaking senile. And so how did they weather that comic storm? How did they handle that? Well, you'll hear it from him directly. He was on a podcast with his podcast co-host, David Spade. All that straight ahead in our fourth and final hour here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam! Ooh,
inevitable!
Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.